Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another night. bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Isaiah Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yahweh is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for another opportunity to come before you, to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Before I go into the very subject that we're here to discuss tonight, which is wisdom, but not just wisdom in building, and the power and the importance of wisdom, and why is it so necessary for us to discuss this wisdom at this moment, at this time, tonight, after the great weekend that we had at the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference, which was held in Charleston, South Carolina. And it was a great weekend. The Creator was magnified, his laws was magnified, and great wisdom was taught. And oftentimes, though, when you're just doing something on a Sabbath day and you have many teachers and speakers, you have a short amount of time to bring about the various truths that everybody needs to know, so you don't get the full picture of everything. But this week, we're going to bring to you the various questions that we dealt with over the weekend so that we can deal with them in its fullness. But in all questions that we will bring to you, all the questions that we answered, dealt with, analyzed, it's don't mean a hill of bean if you don't have wisdom. Wisdom helps you to understand things. Wisdom helps you to know things. Wisdom helps you to receive things. Wisdom teach you how to number things. Here in this great scripture, in the book of Psalms, Psalms 90, return there. And I'll tell you why this was on my heart and mind, my spirit, to bring to you tonight more than any other time. After meeting with his leaders over the weekend, talking with them, breaking bread with them, talking to various leaders over the phone, one thing that I found that has escaped the mass majority of our people, even many leaders, is this great thing called wisdom. And that's no insult to anyone. It's just a reality. The reality is we're trying to do things without the very one thing that we need to accomplish things. And I want you to see the power of wisdom. So a lot of times we want to get land, but we want to do it without wisdom. We want to build houses, but we want to do it without wisdom. We want to have gardens and even get married and have children. And people get married all the time, but they're not doing it with wisdom. And if you're not doing the various things you're doing in life, and our people, they're getting jobs, they're getting married, they're having children, they got businesses, they're doing a lot of things. And you would think, okay, wisdom is at the forefront of this, and then you find out it is not. And I want you to see the power of wisdom, the stability of wisdom, the sureness of wisdom that trumps everything. In the book of Psalms 90, and I'm going to start reading in the book of Psalms 90 at the 10th verse. But let me start at the 9th verse so you can understand what this is really saying. It says, "For all our days are passed away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told." Yeah, because you go through a lot of things that bring about the wrath and the anger of Yahweh. At some point in time, you're going to find yourself being a fool. And this foolishness will kindle the wrath of Yahweh. And watch what he says. "The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away." Yeah, you can make it to your strongest point, which is 80 years, which is 80 years old, and you didn't get to 80 by just any kind of means. There was no pill to help you get there. There was no ointment that you put on to help you get there. But you had to overcome a lot of sickness, a lot of disease, a lot of pain and ache. You had to exhibit some kind of strength. You done went through sorrows, all kind of things. But even though you make it that far, it's still soon cut off, and then we fly away as if the 80 never was there. Eleven verse, "Who knows the power of your anger? Even according to your fear, so is your wrath." So, what is the moral of the story? If you care anything about your life, if you care anything about your years, if you care anything about living, watch the 12th verse. "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. How can you not begin to learn the most important thing that will strengthen you, that will extend your life? And that is the ability to number your days. Meaning that you will begin to learn time, days. You can number them. You can find out things. And that takes wisdom. Wisdom. And we just want to show you the power of wisdom and build, because you just can't go and say, look, Israel, let's just build. Let's just come together. Forget everything else. I know you got a lot of people serving this deity and calling this God this name and that God that name. And we see people, you know, let's just come together and let's get us some land and let's start building. And we'll work out all the other stuff later. But is that wisdom? What's wrong with working out that stuff in the beginning? And I understand why people don't want to work out that stuff in the beginning. Because they don't have wisdom. Wisdom teach you one valuable thing that you're going to learn about the power of wisdom is, when I looked in the scriptures, there's only one book. The word wisdom was found 53 times in just one of the books. And this was twice as many as any other book that you will find in the scriptures. That was the book of Proverbs. And a lot of people don't even know Proverbs. And if you don't know Proverbs, and the word wisdom is mentioned 53 times in Proverbs, how can you learn the number of your days and you don't even know the book that wisdom is mentioned the most in? And why is it mentioned so many times in this book? Because it is a book of wisdom. The second book that comes close to the book of Proverbs that the word wisdom is mentioned more than. And again, the book of Proverbs is mentioned twice as much as any book. But the second book is mentioned more times than any other book. But it comes second. And that is the book of Ecclesiastes. And it is only mentioned 25 times in that book. And it makes sense. In Proverbs, you got 31 chapters in there. And in Ecclesiastes, you only got 12. So those 25 times must be some powerful medicine, some powerful wisdom. And it is. Because I want to show you a couple things in the book of Ecclesiastes to show you the power in wisdom so you can understand why the weekend was so instrumental and so great. Why it's so important for us to unite. But I want you to see something in unity. But before I do that, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the second chapter, I just want you to see this. because as I stated before, we want to know what's the principal thing, what's the main thing. What is the one thing that everybody should apply their hearts to? And if we did this thing, just imagine the possibilities, the capabilities, the potential of greatness. Watch what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. I just want you to see this. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, this is what it says in the 12th verse. It says, for wisdom is a defense. Money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it. Do you realize people who's living still really don't have life? But wisdom gives life to them that have it. And wisdom is a defense. And the excellency of knowledge that comes from wisdom. So anytime you need defending, most of our people, when they need some type of defense, they looking for vain witnesses. They looking for the next slick attorney, some Jewish attorney, not realizing the greatest defense that you can have on earth is wisdom. And wisdom will teach you how to defend yourself against the liars, the scorners, the false witnesses. And all the various evil and wicked devices that can come against you. Because wisdom is a defense. Wisdom will keep you from the trouble that you don't even know that's lurking. But not only is wisdom a defense, but watch what it says in this same 7th chapter, the 19th verse. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. Which let you know wisdom is 10 times stronger and better than anything you can possess. Whatever skills you think you have, whatever blessing you think you have, there's no skills, there's no blessing. That's greater than wisdom. Wisdom is the thing that gives you skill and gives you blessing. So why not invest in wisdom? Watch what this says. 20th verse. For there is not a just man upon earth that does good and sins not. In other words, we all sin. Even though we're doing good, we all sin. Also, take no heed to all words that are spoken. We got people, they just, and this is how the wicked do. This is how heathens do. See, during the time of the 60s, and our people learned this from them, during the time of the 60s, and even before the 60s, this was a military device. And what they would do, they would spy and listen to all the civil rights leaders, whether they were, the organization was SNCC, whether the organization was the Southern Christian League, whether it was the Rainbow Coalition, whether it was the Black Panther organization in the 70s, they were bug their houses, their phones, and they would listen to everything, and they would try to use their own words against them, as many of our people do today. But the truth is, that's not wisdom at all. Look what this says. It says, also take no heed to all words that are spoken. What you taking heed to words that are spoken for? And why shouldn't you? Lest you hear your servant curse you. And then what you going to do? For oftentimes also your own heart knows that you yourself likewise have cursed others. So what you want to hear people say something bad about you? But you done said bad about other people. That's why you don't take heed to all kind of words. Why? Because it's not wisdom. And I want you to understand the power of wisdom. But those are not the verses I wanted you to even see. This is where I want you to see. 23rd verse. All this have I proved by wisdom. I said I will be wise. But it was far from me, because the wiser you get, the more you know that you ain't got nowhere. Because wisdom is that great. That which is far off and exceedingly deep. Who can find it out? I apply my heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. This is what Solomon did. He just needed to know. He wanted to find out. He searched the thing out. And why? There is no searching nothing out unless you do it through wisdom. The power of wisdom. But why is this so important? Let me show you further in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, the 18th verse. Watch what this says. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroys much good. In other words, even though wisdom is so great, so valuable, it's better than any weapon that you can have formed for your enemies. And the only time you need a weapon is for your enemies. But wisdom is better than weapons of war. you can build something real good, do something real good, and one sinner destroys much good. They don't destroy it all, but they do. They destroy a lot. That's why it takes wisdom. Imagine applying your heart to this. Now, why? Why coming off this weekend is this so important? Because when you're meeting with leaders and elders and brothers and sisters concerning the way in which we need to go, the things in which we need to do, there's a lot of ideas on the table. There's a lot of things. Everybody got their way in which and how we ought to move. But really, the only way to for real, to really move in truth and in righteousness is through wisdom. Some people will just jump in the pool. But no, there's some things you got to analyze first. You got to consider first. You got to think about first. You got to build first. You got to know first. And the most thing, most important thing that wisdom will teach you is instruction. Instructions teach you what to do and what not to do, how to go and where not to go, what to speak and what not to speak. Wisdom teaches you instructions. That's the most important thing about wisdom. And when our people became very beloved, many of our fathers during the time of ancient times, the greatest thing that Yahweh loved any of them for is their wisdom. I showed our people this over the weekend. I just want to show you a few scriptures on this. Watch this in the book of Genesis 41. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this is? A man in whom the spirit of Elohim is? Can we find somebody like this?" And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "For as much as Elohim has shown you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as you are." This man was not known for building nothing. He wasn't known for carpentry. He wasn't known for his philanthropy skills, or known for being a great warrior and archer. Or this wasn't his claim to fame. His claim to fame was wisdom. Revelations from Yahweh. And why? Because even a builder needs instruction. Even an artist needs to be taught. And who do you think is going to do it? One who has wisdom. He said, "You shall be over my house. According to your word shall all my people be ruled. Only enthroned will I be greater than you." This wasn't this man's land. This wasn't this man's people. But he put a slave, a Hebrew, a foreigner over everything. You think America would do that? America ain't trying to have no foreigners in the land, let alone be over something. And this was all because of wisdom. This is how great wisdom is. And this is the one thing that seemed to escape our people collectively. We want to do things, but we don't want to do it through wisdom. And wisdom comes with instructions. It's called the instructions of wisdom. And this is what we're going to have tonight. Sure, we got to come together. Sure, we got to build. Sure, we got to plan and do all that we got to do. But we got to do it with wisdom. That's all. This has to be order. In the book of Daniel, turn there. In the book of Daniel, the first chapter, and I'm going to show you where we get this wisdom from. And this is the thing that people want to, they don't want to grab this wisdom from here. It's the only place you can get the wisdom from. In the book of Daniel, the first chapter, this is what it says. In the first verse, in the third year, the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Jerusalem, besieged it. And Yahweh gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of Elohim, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his deity. And he brought the vessels into the treasure of the house of his deity. And the king spoke to Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and other king's seed, and other princes. And this is who he wanted. In the fourth verse, children in whom was no blemish, but well-favored. They didn't want people who wasn't a people person. They didn't want people who had problems with other people and talked about other people. No, they wanted people that were well-favored, without blemish, skillful in all wisdom. And the only way they're going to know that is they test them. Cunning in knowledge, understanding science, and such as his ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. Now, this could have been easily said in the fourth verse, children who was no blemish, welfare, skillful in carpentry, cunning in building houses and planting vineyards, understanding blueprints, they didn't say nothing like that. No, this is talking about people who was over the builders. They talking about wisdom. Wisdom. Because that's who Yahweh deal with. And even these were heathens. They knew in their mind this is what God dealt with. And this is what they found of some of the men that they chose. In the sixth verse it says, now among these were the children of Yehuda, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And watch what it says about these men. In the 18th to 19th verse. Or we'll start at the 17th verse. Same chapter, first chapter. Because I want you to see the power in wisdom. As for these four children, Elohim gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them all was none found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matter of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, in other words, they just stood in the room when all he did was question them. He didn't ask them to make nothing. He didn't ask them to draw nothing. He didn't ask them to build nothing. He didn't ask them to mix nothing. All he did was inquire, question them. And in all matter of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians, astrologers that were in all his reign. And we just read it, that wisdom will make a man that will strengthen you 10 times more than the mighty in the city. In other words, just wisdom alone will make you 10 times wiser. And here, after the king Nebuchadnezzar tested them, inquired of them, he found them 10 times better, 10 times wiser, 10 times more understanding. Because this is the power of wisdom, the very thing that we should apply our hearts to in building anything. How are you going to build relationships without wisdom? How are you going to have successful marriages without wisdom? How are you going to raise kids without wisdom? How can you do anything successfully good without wisdom? Also in the book of Daniel, the second chapter. And I'm just showing you the power of wisdom, showing you when you look back. They talk about how much of a warrior David was, King David. But King David claimed the fame was not his warfare. That's what everybody talk about. But that's not what David talk about. If you read David's songs, you don't talk about, hear David talking about how he done killed this and how he done killed that and how he moved this way and moved that way. You don't hear David talking about his skills in war but a couple times. And that's when he was a young guy. But what you do hear David talk about all through the scriptures is he applied his heart to it. Because he was a man after Yahweh's heart. And so he talked about how dedicated he was to the Most High. That's what came out of his mouth. In the book of Daniel, the second chapter, watch what this says. And I'll start reading the 14th verse. just to give you a background story, Nebuchadnezzar was going to kill everybody, including Daniel and his brothers, because they couldn't interpret his dream, nor could they tell him his dream. And it says, then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which had gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. The decree went out. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's counsel, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in, desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house, made the thing known to Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, his companion, that they would desire mercies of the Elohim of heaven concerning their secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the Elohim of heaven. Here it is. This was a state of emergency. Daniel and his brothers was about to die. They were about to be slain with the wise men of Babylon. And Daniel just wanted enough time to seek his Elohim, to seek Yahweh, because Daniel knew that according to the word of Yahweh, if you seek him, you shall find him. And Daniel knew that the only way that they will be delivered from the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, it wasn't going to be through no tricks of the trade. It wasn't going to be through no fancy words. It wasn't going to be through no deceit and deception, magic tricks. The only way that they were going to be delivered, that Yahweh delivered them through telling Nebuchadnezzar what he wanted to know. And so they sought Yahweh, and then they were found of Yahweh. And oftentimes we need deliverance from the things that danger us and ail us, and that is taking even the very lives that we have. But do we use the defense of wisdom? Do we rely on the excellency of knowledge? Do we use the wisdom that's better than weapons of war? No. What we do is lean to our own understanding. And we resort to the foolish tactics that soon to destroy us. But not so with Daniel. Daniel relied on wisdom. And he sought Yahweh. And Yahweh delivered him. And this is what we're talking about. Our whole conference was about the last days. What we're going to do. And understanding the various questions that we need to know, we should be asking ourselves, when the fan hits, what are you going to do? the fan hit for Daniel and his brothers, and they relied on wisdom. And we know it was wisdom because watch the 20th verse. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Elohim forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. We got to understand the power of wisdom, especially during the time of trouble. We cannot continue to rely on the wicked devices of our heart. We can't rely on the learning of the ways of the heathen. Look what the Chinese is doing. Look what the Jewish people are doing. Look how they come together. Look how they stick together. Look at what the Mexicans doing. Yeah, you can keep looking at them all you want, but Yahweh never told us to look at a Mexican, a Chinese, a Jewish person, a Korean person, or any person, period, other than the righteous, other than the upright, other than the perfect man. And all of them was in the scriptures. We must look to wisdom. Watch what it says in this same Daniel, the second chapter. I just want you to see what Daniel is saying. 22nd verse, he reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O Elohim of my father. You see silly people going around talking about Daniel never told. He never came in the name of the Most High. Where's your fancy? Who you think he's praising? Who you think he's thanking? The Elohim of his fathers. And who is that? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Watch what it says. I thank you and praise you, O you Elohim, my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and have made known to me now what we desire of you. For you have now made known to us the king's matter. Because it takes wisdom, the power of wisdom. This how we make war. It's the wisdom. And Daniel wanted everyone to know, especially the king, in which you should know in the 30th verse. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, because you don't have no more wisdom than the next person. Other than the fact that Yahweh give it to you, you might have more wisdom, but it's not because you some special type of individual. No, Yahweh choose whom he choose. Watch what Daniel say. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that you might know the thoughts of your heart. Yahweh wants you to know your thoughts, but also for the sake of these lives that you're about to kill, people you're about to destroy over a dream, Yahweh revealed this thing to me. And Yahweh said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto a servant of prophets. And we must have revelation. How else can we know? How else can we do? We want to do, we want to know, we want to go, but we want to do it without wisdom. And brothers and sisters, you cannot do it without wisdom. You can do it, because many people are doing a lot of stuff, but it ain't with wisdom. It's not with wisdom. And wisdom gonna show you when wisdom is present. But let me show you one more thing in the book of Daniel, the 5th chapter. I want you to see this. Starting at the 9th verse. Daniel 5:9. Then the king Belshazzar greatly troubled. His countenance was changed in him. And his lords were astonished. And now the queen, by reason of the word of the king and his masters, came into the banquet house. And the queen spoke and said, O king, live forever. Let not your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance be changed. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy Elohim. Our people don't look for that. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the Elohim, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, I say, your father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. And she got to remind him what's going on. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, showing of hard senses, dissolving of doubt, found in this same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show you the interpretation. This is what our people need. They need one that has the spirit of the holy Elohim. But how can you tell one who has the spirit? The heathen was able to tell, but can Israel tell? Watch what it says, 13th verse. Then was Daniel brought in before the king. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, are you that Daniel, which are of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king, my father, brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of you, that the spirit of Elohim is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in you. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof. But they cannot show the interpretation of the thing. And I've heard of you, that you can make interpretations, dissolve doubts. Now, if you can read the writing, make known to me the interpretation thereof, you shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about your neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. And of course, none of that impressed Daniel at all. Because Daniel didn't do this for money. Daniel didn't do this for recognition. Daniel didn't do this for none of the reasons why the king and the princes and all the rulers wanted it done for anyway. Daniel knew that his life had purpose and meaning, and all he would do was fulfill it. Fulfill his purpose. Fulfill his meaning in life. That's all he did. And in truth, that's what you're supposed to be doing. But I'm here to tell you, if wisdom is not involved, if wisdom is not the main thing, the principal thing, if wisdom is not your defense, because people are going to ask you hard questions. They're going to ask you hard things. As people do us. And as we do others. Well, show me your wisdom now. Answer this. And answer that. Where is your defense? Wisdom is your weapons of war. So when it's time for war and you don't have that weapon to aid you against the weapons that come against you, then where is your wisdom? And let me show you where you get the wisdom from. And you'll find it in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Fifth verse. Behold, I've taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my Elohim commanded you, that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them. Why do you keep them? And why do you do them? For this is your wisdom. And your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who has Elohim so nigh to them as Yahweh our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? This is your wisdom. People want you to come out of this book. They want you to say you graduated from this book. Oh, man, I done graduated from that. I'm done with that. I'm past that. That's the sixth grade. This is the seventh grade. No. This is your wisdom. This is your understanding in the sight of the nations. This is your weapons of war. My goodness, you can't even fight without this thing. Uh, we read this in the book of Job. I want to read this and show you something in the book of Job. It's perplexing a little bit because and the reason why it's kind of perplexing, confusing a little bit because we know the answer. But really, the vast majority of people really don't know the answer. So it's a little perplexing. It seemed like easy. Seemed real easy, but it's not easy. Watch what this says. Job 20 and 12. But where shall wisdom be found? To me, that's like the easiest questions in the book. But at the end of the day, it is not. And where is the place of understanding? Man knows not the price thereof. Neither is it found in the land of the living. This is what they're saying about wisdom. You can't find it in the land of the living, and man don't even know the price thereof. And in truth, we don't know the price. We just know it's more valuable than anything that we can value. That don't mean it don't have a price, though. The devil said, it is not in me. So you can't go down in the deep and find it. And the sea said, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold. Neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. So you can't buy this. You can't look for it as if you're looking for hidden treasures, or you search for it like that, but you don't. It's not some rock, or you know how you done lost your wallet, and you're looking for your wallet. No, it's not that type of thing. 16 verse. It cannot be valued with gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. In other words, it's way more valuable than those things. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it. And the exchange of it shall not be for jewels or fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or pearl. The price of wisdom is above rubies. Topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it. Neither shall it be valued with pure gold. In other words, you can work your whole life trying to get wisdom, and you'll never be able to afford it. So the question is, again, in the 21st, from where then comes wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hidden from the eyes of all living and kept concealed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. Elohim understands the way thereof, and he knows the place thereof. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heaven to make the way for the winds. He weighs the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain and the way for lightning of the thunder, did he see it? Declare it. Prepared it. Yea, he searched it out. And to man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh. That is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. was let you know the greatest value, the greatest thing you can possess, your greatest being is to fear Yahweh, for that is wisdom. The fear of Yahweh is your weapons of war. The fear of Yahweh is your defense. The fear of Yahweh is the very thing that would allow you to build and be successful. And understanding is to depart from evil. And Yahweh know the place. He know exactly where it is. Where to get this fear. And it's through his word. The very thing there is no graduation date from. You can never graduate from the word of Yahweh. You will be forever learning his words. And you can't put no value on his words. For this is your wisdom. This is your understanding. And our people don't rely on Yahweh's word. Even though Yahweh told us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 55, this is what he said. The sixth verse. Seek you Yahweh while he may be found. That's what Daniel did. Call you upon him while he is near. You got to learn to be able to do that. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our Elohim, he will abundantly pardon. And why? For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And we want to have our thoughts and our ways supersede Yahweh. And we actually believe we're going to get away with our thoughts and with our ways. As if Yahweh has no power at all. Yes, Yahweh is our power. And the very thoughts, the very ways that we have, Yahweh will bring them to naught. But Yahweh said, if you seek him while he's near, and you forsake your ways, and forsake your own thoughts, and return unto him, then he will be there for you. But that's up to you. Because wisdom have instructions. And these instructions are called the word of Yahweh. They are the very statutes, the very judgments that Yahweh give us. These are the things that keep us in the way of Yahweh. So as we go to plan, as we go to strategize, as we go to build, as we go to do, as we go to make decisions, as we go to make war, as we go to make peace, we got to take wisdom with us. Because without wisdom, everything you're doing is in vain. Everything. See, in the scriptures, just show you a couple things. Watch this in the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter. The very first verse. The scripture says, every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her hands. And why do it say every wise woman builds her house? Because first of all, you can't even build without wisdom anyway. That's number one. But number two, the reason why I say every wise woman, because wisdom is the fear of Yahweh. See, that's the part that we're not understanding. It's the fear of Yahweh. And I don't care how this bread, this apple, this orange is peeled, and the bread is sliced. If it's torn down, rest assured, the foolish plucked it down. But if it's built, it was through wisdom. And watch what Yahweh says. In Psalms 127, this is one of my favorite songs. And it's one of my favorites because of what it says. Right there in the very first verse. Psalms 127. The first verse. Unless Yahweh builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Unless Yahweh keeps the city, the watchman waits but in vain. In other words, everything you do is vain unless Yahweh is at the forefront of it. And Yahweh will be at the forefront of it if you fear him. But if you don't, all your labor is in vain. All your watching is in vain. Everything you're doing is in vain. See, Yahweh knows those that fear him. There's signs behind those that fear Yahweh. And the greatest sign for those that fear Yahweh is wisdom. Because that is what the fear of Yahweh is. It is wisdom. And wisdom comes with instructions. And these instructions are the statutes, the judgments of the Most High. No wonder, all through the scriptures, Proverbs, the first chapter. Watch what this says. The very first verse, or second verse. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb, the interpretation, the words of the wise in their dark sayings. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. No wonder, says my son, hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother. And why? Because wisdom is all about instruction. It's about instruction. And we must learn wisdom to instruct us on which way to go. In Proverbs, the second chapter, the first verse, my son, if you receive my words and my commands with you, so that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart unto understanding. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, search for her as hidden treasures, then shall you understand the fear of Yahweh. And what is the fear of Yahweh? Wisdom. And find the knowledge of Elohim. For Yahweh gives us wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And look, Yahweh will take you up levels of wisdom. In the seventh verse, he lays up sound wisdom for the righteous, and he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. It takes wisdom, brothers and sisters, for Israel to forge ahead. And you don't just look for people who just got some slick, wise saying no. And try to quote ancient things. The wise men of Egypt, they try to quote them. And the wise Europeans try to quote them. African proverbs, try to quote it. That's not wisdom. Wisdom is the fear of Yahweh. Anybody can say some wise sayings, but who fear Yahweh? Because that is the only thing that's going to save your life in the end. Is the fear of Yahweh. And why? Because wisdom is a defense. Wisdom is your weapons of war. Wisdom is the principal thing. So let's get wisdom. Seize this wisdom that Israel can be saved. And the only way you can get it, you have to look for the one that has the spirit of the Elohim as they did in the ancient times. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
beat.